If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Real-life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, wherever you are. I'm sure it's bone-chilling. It's been really quite a period of time. We're not quite out of it, but times are coming. So if you're looking for something to do that'll get you indoors this weekend, you can see the last days of doo-wop at the Greater Boston Stage Company. It's located in Stoneham, Massachusetts, getting top star rave reviews from everybody. And my suggestion is you go to just go to Google, since I don't have the number here, and call up and get your tickets. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So we have huge stories today. Actually, there are three, but let me concentrate on these one at a time here. And this, what is the Michael Wolff story on the author is written by dictated by Bill Bannon and. sometimes I just can't come up with explanations or even guess what's going on other than what the majority of people seem to be assuming on this is that Steve Bannon once knew a guy named Bill Bannon. Steve Bannon wanted to be the hotshot, the big head. I mean, he's got a Harvard Business School background. He served in the military. He's been in the entertainment business. He succeeded on Wall Street. It's really really quite amazing when you think about it. And it wasn't good enough for him. And he still says he defends Trump. And this book, which I'm waiting for to come in, I have not read it, is just a brazen attack. Here's the part that stuns me. It's more of an attack on Trump and his family than any book out in the past, basically calling Donald Trump Jr. a somebody who's committed treason. It's absolutely ridiculous. And first of all, my assumption, lying about gathering Russian collaboratives up in the White House office or at Trump Tower, I'm not sure which one. And the answer is Donald Trump Jr. is naive, shouldn't be involved in politics. Number two, Donald Trump isn't that stupid. He may be a little off his rocker, but he's not stupid. And there is a difference. And I'm thinking the same thing now about Steve Bannon. Certainly not stupid, but his motives are unbelievable. And I'd like to see him get fired at Breitbart, because I've been a Steve been a supporter, not an enthusiastic one, but because of the changes going on in this country and the fight against the, anybody really left the center, he's extremely right to right of center. And I really couldn't have any objection supporting him. But that support level is now gone. You see all kinds of crazy things happen every day. One of the never Trumpers, and that's Lindsey Graham, sitting in the White House, comparing the successes of Trump to those of George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, and saying basically that, Trump has a chance to be become one of the great presidents. So this book that's out, Fire and Fury, is already a bestseller. I think it's being released today. It's probably Much Ado About Nothing, because a lot of the comments that Steve Bannon has made in the book, he was never even involved with the Trump White House then. So I'm a little mystified and maybe getting less and less surprised about the tremendous egos that are in the White House. It's almost unbelievable. And yet, boy, it is such a competitive presence that people can't let go of this. People are coming out, and a friend of mine, I mean, I just sent him an email, I won't repeat on air, that, yeah, I mean, you know, that the numbers that have come out on GDP, unemployment, et cetera, are all made up by Trump. I mean, how do you respond to the stupidity of a remark like that? I actually can't get over it, even as I start to do this show. But if you look at what's going on and the jealousy and the infighting, this has not been a good selection process by Donald Trump, whom people have to realize he's the president of the United States. He's not going to have himself a Karl Rove by his side. He's going to be in charge. He's going to be the decision maker. He will listen to other people and the insults that he's taken. Some of them justified, some aren't. He may watch TV too much. He may not read any books. What about Barack Obama? He looked at TV all the time. It's a matter of results. So if you look at what's going on out there, it's getting very exciting as we start 2018. Secondly, there's a whole new email investigation. There's a whole new special investigation being opened on Hillary. And the emails, and they're not going to let this one go, and I think you're going to see maybe the implication of Aberdeen, who may end up in jail, just as her wonderful husband has, Anthony Weiner. It's getting to the point where you can't have a legal justification for what has happened. And it's getting more and more intense every day, because there are only so many ways you can dance that high wire and get out of these issues. And now you've got the hard evidence coming up, and maybe Jeff Sessions has moved a little bit. I never thought I'd say the day where I'd like to see Jeff Sessions fired, and I'm not sure who should be in there. At first I thought Rudy Giuliani, but I don't know who should be the attorney general, but unless Sessions comes through right now, it shouldn't be him. You know, you look at him, he's not an old guy. He's in his early 70s. And yet he seems to be a lot older and not necessarily slower on the trigger, but extremely cautious about what he says and what he does. And at least he's going to be moving forward with these special investigations into Hillary Clinton. And they've got such overwhelming and damning evidence that Hillary should have been put in prison years ago. But this is the society we're living in, and a society we're really trying to change. And when you look at the comparison of Trump versus any other president, he's not your prototypical president. Everybody knows it. He's using social media. He's using what he has to come out on top, and darn it if he isn't doing it. So this Justice Department investigation into the allegations that the Clinton Foundation used pay-to-play politics while Hillary was Secretary of State Fox just confirmed it, and I've just seen more headlines coming up. You're not likely to see it unless it has to come up, unless she's actually being investigated. And then ABC, NBC, CNN, MSA, all those networks, those phony networks are really going to have to come forth with it. It's been confirmed by Fox News, and the investigation is being led by the U.S. Attorney General's office and the FBI in Little Rock, Arkansas. Finally, 25 years, and the other old cases have not been closed. So when you look at her past criminal acts, Benghazi, even though that becomes peripheral in this investigation, when they start uncovering the emails, it may again be in the, at the forefront. I mean, the first thing I think of is just a brazen lie. She tells her daughter Chelsea the truth, and then she tells the head of Egypt and other sources that it was a result of stirring up the Muslim community with a video. So, I mean, why won't objective-minded people just to be objective and say, you know, she lied, she's unfit for office? Well, when you have indisputable, and you've had them before, so I say this with caution, when you have indisputable facts that are out there, you may not be able to counter this much. She may not be able to counter this much longer. All right, we're coming back. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared. He asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand.
All right, I have to extend an apology because I sit here and become a little introspective during the break. I'm thinking, you know, I'm kind of going back and forth with Trump and with Hillary. So I'm going to see if I can stay on a straight course here. It's because I'm so eager to talk about both stories. Let me continue here on Hillary. I was going to say, let me finish up. How can you ever finish up on Hillary? Hillary, please, please just go away. But she may end up going away to a beautiful prison cell, and I can see her. My eyes are closed now in a disgusting-looking orange jumpsuit. I mean, it's perfect. That's what she wears anyway. It'll be perfect attire. But you better put her in solitary confinement when you do it. So we're going to have these investigations being led by the U.S. Attorney General's Office and the FBI in Little Rock, Arkansas. And basically, it comes down to this, that investigators are looking into whether the Clinton Foundation violated tax law. So you got accusers of pay to play. They've claimed the foundation promised favors in exchange for donations or pledges for cash or gifts. I don't think there's any doubt the Clinton Foundation fell apart when she got out of, you know, when Trump won. Any idea why out there, folks? I'll give you about a millisecond. That's a serious crime. And when you have someone, I'm not a lawyer, but when you have someone guilty of a number of offenses, criminal or civil, the one you should be focused on is the one that will result in the greatest opportunity for prosecution. And not being a lawyer, I don't know, but I do know that this one is pretty straightforward and obvious, and there's apparently a number of emails that have been uncovered by Homer Aberdeen, who may be going into a cell as well, and I hope she does. We've already got that harmless Anthony Weiner, harmless regarding anything to do with the government or the economy, who had critical classified material. This is top level classified. And he's already in prison. And I think he's in a military recoup. I think he's where is he at? Fort Devens, Massachusetts. I'm not sure. But these issues have to be addressed. And this story was not only broken by Fox, but I do suggest that everyone who wants to get some great information just read The Hill or go to thehill.com. It broke the story Thursday evening, adding that FBI agents are taking the lead in investigation, and have interviewed at least one witness. Okay, it's something in the last month. Now, you say, well, I can't stand the FBI, and I want to make this clarification because in the heat of emotion, when I in the past have said, like so many other people, the FBI is corrupt, the State Department is corrupt. The IRS is a separate issue. I didn't care. I mean, you just can't even talk about them. And the Department of Justice is. I just think it's worth noting that most of the people there, unfortunately not enough at the top, are hardworking people who give everything they have for their jobs in their country. So I want to clarify that because I think I've just been over the edge a little bit. So I'm going to say let me, with Comey gone, whom they hate, and he's going to come up in this investigation as well. One of the investigations, there are so darn many going on. And my favorite organization of all of them, Judicial Watch. You can go up on judicialwatch.com. More than any other entity, newspaper, website, TV show, more than any other, Judicial Watch has been responsible in a very positive way for the for exposing all of these evils from the left. And their emails that Judicial Watch has subpoenaed and gotten show the Clinton Foundation pay-for-play scheme. You know, it's there in black and white. And how do you go along without prosecution when it's in black and white? I want to see how the forces of the left get around it now. And I don't know. I for the first time in a long time, I have doubt. I usually hear me say on this show, oh, it's great, but nothing's going to happen. I'm beginning to think that people are so fed up and they've had enough. And even members of our government and the support that Trump is starting to get from the Republicans, boy, are they stupid and slow. I think it could change the tune here because now you've got a Trump, House of Representatives, and you've got a Trump Senate, and they're not necessarily on so many different pages that the radical talk is gone. And then you've got people like Devin Nunes, who's got the guts and the intelligence to form these committees and come up with substantial evidence. I don't hear anybody ridiculing him right now. And then when I hear Chuck Schumer talking, every my good friends on the right, and every time he mentions a Republican, my good friend, how have you got the chutzpah to say that? Anyway, enough about Chuck Schumer for the moment here. These witnesses said that agents inquired strictly about donations to the Clinton entities and official government actions during Clinton's leadership of the State Department under Obama. Again, this is pretty well verified by one of the, I think, honest organizations out there, and that's The Hill, which also reported that law enforcement officials said there will be additional activities relating to the investigation in upcoming weeks. I'm just going to say sit tight, hold your seatbelt, and this may be the justification that will never be rectified for all the years dealing under the evils of the far left. We may have some kind of an absolution, so to speak. So there are people on the Clinton side. There's been nothing done. That's improper. And I love the line that they always come up with. I mean, you know, forget about it. It happened in the past. You know, it was Hillary, you know, as well as others. Then let's move on. Yeah, let's move on. But when it's a Republican, see you in a minute.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
Darling, you sent me.
The beautiful Dana Perino.
I know you.
Could there be more perfect music than what you hear right now to attach to Dana Perino? Tim, you know who Dana Perino is, don't you?
Yeah, I've heard the name for sure.
Oh, yeah, but you know the blonde on Fox?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Former press secretary of George W. Bush.
Yep, I definitely know her.
Any opinions on her?
None that I can give right now, no.
What does that mean? You'd have to give them to me off here?
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, Lovey Lee, a little too moderate for me, but that's okay. So back to the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, you think of all these times that the Clinton Foundation has been subjected to all these politically motivated allegations, because, I mean, that's what. It's come up to allegations, and the thing about these allegations is that even though many of them are substantiated, and they're not alternative facts, if you remember the term that was created in alternative facts by Kellyanne Conway outside the White House, and all of a sudden that became another fad here. Everybody talked about alternative facts. But these are actually substantiated by evidence. And when you look at the left, you know, what you hear is none of these has made us waver on our mission to just creating something here to help people. I mean, you have to be born yesterday to not be able to see through this terrible maze of corruption that has enveloped this country. I don't care what you say. Again, I hope to get to Trump, because I can't get away from him. You want to talk about an addiction? I can't get away from Donald Trump because of all the good he's doing. And you can't say about someone, if only. I mean, how many times have you heard, if only this person weren't dangerous, he'd be great. If only this person would do this, he or she would be really good looking. Just change it. We don't live in a country of could-haves, should-haves, and would-haves. If everybody maximized their own potential, they could create a decent life doing many things, whether they're involved as a rocket scientist or a farm worker. It doesn't matter. What matters is integrity, a love of family, a love of country, and a love of job. And I think what you're going to see right now, in spite of the Clinton administration attempt to suppress all of this and much more, you're seeing a whole rebirth of enthusiasm in this country. Now, I work for a company like Boeing, or I work for GE. I'm trying to think of all the AT&T. These companies that have extended huge bonuses and pensions. What's my natural reaction when I get home? You know, this was great of them. I'm so happy. I think I'm going to go in and work harder. And because I go in and work harder, I'm going to increase production. And because I increase production, the company's going to grow. Because the company's going to grow, they're going to hire new employees. This is the natural evolution of events. But the left's tremendous hatred of the corporate structure in this world, in this country, is just contradictory to what is inside almost every decent, peace-loving person who just wants to live a great life and enjoy it with their family. And if you think about it from that perspective, think about how angry you'll get. That's how angry I get. So you've got back to one of the evils on this earth. I've always called Hillary and Bill nothing but trailer trash. And the Clinton Foundation has been subjected to all these allegations, politically motivated. And these allegations have turned out to be true. And it's amazing when you look at a truth and then you say, look how false this is. And I'm thinking, maybe I should clear my ears or wipe my eyes. I should do something. It's unbelievable. As I said, I made a conscious decision. If you've listened to these shows in past years, I've made a conscious decision to stay away from MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS. I made a conscious decision not to watch them because it just, my blood pressure. I turned in yesterday. I tuned in for Stephanopoulos' show, Trump's Russian collaboration. Will he get impeached? 1 year of chasing this story. Do you think anybody with as much hatred and as much power for Donald Trump, wouldn't you think they would have uncovered something by now? This is when I say, let's move on. I don't say let's move on when you're trying to atone for the 25 years of Hillary's lying and hurting this country or Obama's disastrous 8 years in office. I don't know whether things are coming to a head, but eventually even the average dummy is going to say, boy, look, I got a great health care program, which I, you know, it's going to take a lot of work, but I think it'll come back. I got a wall to protect us on the border. Trump is going to get that wall done. He's going to get it done. I don't care who pays for it. He's going to get it done. And by the way, since I'm on this subject, do not begin to negotiate with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on the DACA trade for the wall. I might consent to showing a little bit of humanity, and I put it in quotes, if we did something for the, quote, DACA kids who are here and are at no fault for being in this country. I don't know, but I'm not going to do it now if I do it at all, because it looks like, you know, we're just crawling on our hands and knees to the wicked left, and you're not going to get the wall done. When you think of the cost of this wall, and I don't know how many billions of it is, it's a small cost that will reduce illegals from coming into this country. They've been reduced to 70% reduction. You'll reduce it all. You reduce it virtually entirely. And do you know how much money has flooded into the U.S. economy? This is the point with the wall and how much it costs. Trump's new business-generated economy has created $6 trillion. That's not billion. $6 trillion. And you're telling me we can't get rid of some study that cost $1 million here and $1 million there to find out why the extinction of this particular bird in Alaska has taken place? Get real. Wake up out there. And I think a lot of people have. And I think if Trump ran against Hillary Clinton today, in spite of the hatred against him, and he's never going to lose his base. The people who really hate him, and I mean the extremists, most of those Hollywood, I don't want to make it all encompassing. Most of those people in Hollywood are morons. They can, I mean, listen, they're really good at it. Outside of that, as the expression goes, probably don't have a brain in their head. So the investigation here is an attempt by the Trump administration to distract the public. That's what the Clinton spokespeople are saying. I start looking at these quotes because now I watch CNN. I watch CNBC. I watch MSNBC. Well, CNBC's okay. I watch MSNBC. And I watch it, and I laugh more than I get angry now. You get people like, I mean, I could run down the whole thing. Converted conservative, Allison Camerota. What the hell happened to her? You know, you go over the exchange. Joe Scarborough, of course, represents the epitome of going from decency to corruption. And then you got this Lennon nutcake, empty head on CNN. I mean, I'll just flick the dial, I'll go back and forth, and I'll watch it. And it provides me kind of an interesting day's entertainment, but it's not reality, ladies and gentlemen. And you know how you can tell, and I think I'm fairly perceptive about what's going on. You can tell by the number of people on the far left who are having more and more difficulty making arguments for justifying what those radical progressives have done. One more segment, but then it's some hot oatmeal for me. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
For our final segment, and you're going to see a lot happening on the upcoming political front, that I promise. We're getting close to a head here on at least the beginnings of this Hillary investigation, and if I had to guess, and I had to put my project my thoughts into the heads of Hillary, I don't think she's particularly worried. I mean, she's used to sitting in front of a very biased panel, or even if it's biased against her, she's protected by those on the left. Take the Benghazi hearings. I mean, it was an absolute disgrace. And then take Trump, who is worried about something that any normal human being would be worried about. The investigation into his son, Donald Jr., and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And all I can say is, and Ivanka, maybe Ivanka, I don't know. He made a big mistake by bringing them into any of these decisions. I mean, with a multi-billion dollar business, there was plenty for each of them to do, including Ivanka Trump doing her own merchandising of her own products. I mean, basically, when you get that kind of money, you can do everything you want, lead a great life. They've all got wonderful families. That, to me, was, when I think about it, maybe the biggest mistake he has made in his presidency. Don't mix family with business. Most of the time, It really does not work out. So I don't know what's going to happen along that line. I mean, do I have concern? Yeah, I got a lot of concern. Because the powers of evil are so great, so overcoming. And when you look at good versus evil, and you want to debate it from an ideological standpoint, hard progressives against hard conservatives, I mean, you immediately have to think. And nobody ever thought of, the reason Donald Trump didn't exercise his political acumen in favor of supporting either the Republicans or the Democrats, he contributed to everybody. When you're in business, ladies and gentlemen, that's part of doing business. I have never done business with anyone who I knew had a hard political stance to the left, as long as they didn't discuss it with me. And 99% of the time, 100% of the time, it hasn't come up. I'm not interested in mixing politics with business and politics with family. And I hear more and more every day, I don't want to tell you, I don't want to give out the name because it was off record. I had on a major, major U.S. personality, a columnist, one of the best in the country. Everybody knows who he is. And he told me off air, in being a break here, that he's got members of his family because of politics. He's a conservative. that they don't talk to each other. Now, I think everybody has that, almost everybody has that in their families, except if you're brought up by a hardcore conservative or a hard-driven liberal. I mean, I have that with a, you know, couple of members of my own family, not immediate family, not my wife and kids. I mean, my older daughter's involved with some wonderful work in regards to providing social benefits to the needy. She's overseas, and therefore politically not tuned in. I mean, her big problem is myself and a lot of others may lose their jobs because Trump is cutting the budget. Now, see, I understand that, and I have a lot of heartfelt feelings for people like that. And I never discuss it. You know, if I have a conversation with her on Skype, I mean, she may say, you know, Dad, you still love Trump? I said, yeah, and then I changed the subject. I said, let me clarify that. I love what he's doing. I don't love him. And then the conversation disappears because I'm not going to let it advance, especially with people. And I pardon my arrogance, who know a lot more than I do. See, a lot of people have a singular perspective on politics. This is killing me on health care. This is killing me at my job. Everybody has a specific agenda. My daughter, who is not a whacked out liberal, she's not at all, as a matter of fact, is concerned about it because she's seen it overseas, about all the horrific medical care, the treatment people get, and she takes it very, very seriously, and for that I find it commendable. So unless you really like to engage, Trump loves to engage, stay out of politics. And Donald Trump, by the way, as I mentioned, did what, I mean, my scale's like a pebble on the beach compared to him. And this wasn't a real topic of conversation back before Obama created this. He's created racial hatred. He's created a political polarization that is, it's almost difficult to understand. His 8 years of serving were a hard progressive. And it contrasts with Trump, who did this for business reasons. This is why I've always wanted a businessman in office to see how it would work out. My dear friend Jackie Mason, I still love him, one of his Broadway shows, one of his other shows. I've seen I've seen a number of them in New York and where I am in the area that I'm in. And he says, what this country needs is a good Jewish accountant. You know, and this is what Jackie Mason said. But we've got a great businessman. I don't care whether he's Jewish or he isn't. I don't care whether he's black. I don't care whether he's Indian. If he's Indian, can I check to see if he's got his citizenship at least? So you want to go back to January 9th through 2009 through 2016, when the Democrats controlled both houses of Congress. Obama implemented the most progressive agenda since Franklin Roosevelt. And I'm no lover of Franklin Roosevelt. And Obama's supporters actually compared him to President Franklin Roosevelt. I just said I'm no fan of Roosevelt. How could you compare Obama to Roosevelt and Lincoln? It's so incredible. I mean, it just leaves me speechless. It's a good time to go speechless because the today's show is over. I wish you all a great weekend. Stay out of the cold. Don't breathe that stuff in. Stay well. Don't slip on the ice. And I'll see you back here Monday. This is Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.